Right. Good morning, everyone. Today is the scheduled joint public hearing for case numbers VTT-74531-CN, CPC-2017-3251 TDR MCU PSPR, ZA case 2017-4845 ZAI, and environmental case ENV-2016-4630 EIR. This is for a project located at 1033 through 1057 Olive Street. It's for the construction of a 70-story mixed-use high-rise with up to 794 residential units, 12,504 square feet of ground floor commercial uses. And the project would require the excavation and export of approximately 80,520 cubic yards of soil for subterranean parking and the demolition of five existing single-story commercial buildings on site. Also should be noted that the project is a certified environmental leadership development project. So the purpose of today's hearing is threefold. This is a joint public hearing for three separate cases. So we are holding a hearing for the request for the subdivision, as well as for a zoning administrator's interpretation, and as well as for requests by consideration of the City Planning Commission. I want to quickly introduce everyone at the table.
Georgia Galvanese, Bureau of Engineering.
Charlie Roush, Associate Zoning Administrator, Office of Zoning Administration.
Melena
Sachin, Street Lighting Engineer.
Sorry, go ahead. Melena Sachin with the Department of City Planning, acting as hearing officer for the case.
Windfam Street Lighting Bureau.
So today, the advisory agency, which makes up the different agencies here today, as well as Charlie, will be considering certification of the environmental impact report, mitigation monitoring program, and statement of overriding considerations. They'll also be considering the subdivision request, which is for a vesting tentative tract map to create one master ground lot and 17 airspace lots for condo purposes for a maximum of 794 residential condo units and up to 12,500 square feet of commercial space. They'll also be considering a haul route for the export of approximately 80,520 cubic yards of soil. In addition, Charlie Roush, acting as zoning administrator, will also be considering the environmental impact report and the zoning administrator's interpretation relative to the calculation of floor area and open space requirements for covered open space areas. At the end of the meeting, the Deputy Advisory Agency and Zoning Administrator will either approve, deny, or take the subdivision interpretation cases under advisement. If you'd like to receive a copy of the decision letters for either one, please make sure to fill out the contact sheet in the back. In addition, today the hearing officer will be taking public testimony on the following request: the environmental impact report, the transfer of floor area rights for the transfer up to 404,803 square feet of floor area, a master conditional use permit for alcohol sales, and a site plan review. So today I'll be taking public testimony on the case and incorporating into a recommendation report to the City Planning Commission. They'll be making the initial decisions on those requests. Please make note that today there is no decision being made on the City Planning Commission cases. Copies of the report for the staff recommendation will be available 1 week prior to the City Planning Commission meeting. This meeting is currently scheduled for Thursday, March 12th, after 8:30 a.m. at City Hall in the third floor council chambers. This announcement serves as public notification for the project. The commission meeting will be a public meeting. They may permit limited public testimony, but today's hearing is really established to gather all the to meet the legal notice and hearing requirements prior to the commission meeting to obtain the public input for those requests. Before we start, I'd like to go over the structure of the hearing and set some ground rules. So first we'll hear a brief presentation from staff regarding the tract map request, so that will be done by me. Then we'll ask the applicant to come forward for a presentation on the project. Then we will take any public comments. If you'd like to comment, please fill out a speaker card so we have your name and address for the record. When you have a speaker card filled out, they're at the back of the room. Please bring them up to me. Afterwards, we will close the... we'll hear public comments, and afterwards the applicant will have a chance to respond to any public comments provided during the hearing. Afterwards, we will close the public comments and allow the subdivision committee to deliberate on the tract map requests and the haul route requests, and they may make a decision today on the tract map. In addition, the ZA may make a decision today on the zoning administrator's interpretation. So just ask that when speakers come forward to the microphone, you please provide your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Charlie Rausch, Associate Zoning Administrator. I will be ruling on the zoning administrator's interpretation, which is important in this particular case, to keep the floor area ratio under a 13-to-1 FAR, which is the city charter limit for FAR in the city. This is in a transit-oriented area in the downtown area, which allows it to calculate their FAR going out to the middle of the street instead of to the property line. Which is considerably different. This is the way the Community Redevelopment Agency used to calculate FAR and has been carried over in the zoning code in the TFAR ordinance. the case does qualify for that, and I will be making a determination on that. As far as public speaking is concerned, I do not put a limit on the amount of time that you have to speak before us, because at the appeal hearing, if there is any, or at the TFAR hearing before the Planning Commission, they will limit your time to 1 minute each. So this gives you a chance to talk. However, please don't try me by repeating something that everybody else has already said. It is not a popularity contest. We don't count up votes and say yay or nay. I once turned down a case that had 2,000 people in favor of it, so watch out. That being said, one personal thing to me, you will see me most of the hearing propping up my head like this. It does not mean I'm bored with you or whatever. I got scoliosis in my neck, and my face will basically be going down like this for the entire hearing, so that's what's happening. Or if I move around a lot, I also have a back full of fused vertebrae, so don't pay any attention to my body English. Other than that, Melena will pretty much be in charge. I will come in with comments or questions as I please, because basically this case depends pretty much on me and what I make on one of these determinations. So with that.
I'd like to make a statement before you start, because to bring up the advisory agency panel and also applicants' representative attention that a revised map was filed in November 28, 2017, and Bureau of Engineering report to you does not reflect this revised map, because the engineering report was issued beforehand. And for map dated December 5th, 2016, the revised map fee was just paid yesterday. And we are not prepared to have any report or agree or disagree in any portion of the revised map, which staff also included in their request to change engineering and issue new ones. Those are all based on the revised map. I cannot agree or disagree. I cannot make any recommendations, because this type of a major changes of airspace mergers and all around and below and above the ground into the public right-of-way has to be reviewed and approved by many of our senior principal engineers. As far as the liability, we have certain conditions, some concerns. So, and also, I want to bring up to the applicant's attention that if I have to report right away and revised map, I'm going to disapprove, because your revised map is wrong. Your center line information is wrong. It's not 40, it's 45. Your below grade request for 5, we don't agree, it's 10 and below. And your merger above the grade in 11th Street, basically it's a combination of a limited dedication and a airspace merger. That 4 feet is 2 feet is limited dedication of that 2 feet dedication, and remainder is an airspace merger. So you're not correctly showing that. And based on, you're not showing the correct center line. You, instead of showing 45 feet to your current property line, you're showing 40. That changes the entire FAR issue as to what they're proposing and all the evidences. So in my opinion is that applicant has a